This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a new treaty, nine nations in the European Union, including Russia, U.S., and Canada, have banned commercial fishing in a portion of the Arctic waters for 16 years to allow scientific study to drive regulations to protect the fishery. President and CEO of Ford Motor Company apologized to workers in its plants in reaction to complaints of sexual harassment there and committed to change and a visit with workers in Chicago where the incidents were extreme. Trump administration is considering a plan to separate parents from their children when families are caught entering the country illegally, according to officials who've been briefed on the plans. The forceful move is meant to discourage border crossings, but immigrant groups have denounced it as draconian and inhumane. Current policy, families are kept intact while waiting the decision on whether they will be deported. Don Hazen, executive editor of the left-leaning Alternet, is on indefinite leave after five women told BuzzFeed that Hazen sexually harassed them while they worked for Alternet. Hazen told BuzzFeed, in this atmosphere of a lot of discussion about editorial topics like sex and drugs, I lost track of some boundaries I needed to keep. Benefits of naps are well documented, with 10 to 20 minutes sharpening cognitive ability. A pre-nap coffee can enhance these benefits. The caffeine kicks in after about 25 minutes for a post-nap brain boost. Big food companies are spending significant funds in developing countries from India to Cameroon in support of local nutrition scientists. The industry funds research projects, pays scholars consulting fees, and sponsors most major nutrition conferences at a time when sales of processed foods are soaring. In Malaysia, sales have increased 105% over the past 5 years, according to Euromonitor, a market research company, now making Malaysia the most obese country in Asia. In wake of sexist remarks by executives of the Miss America pageant, 49 former Miss Americans, including 87-year-old B.B. Shop Waring, were pushing on leadership to resign. Mr. Haskell, the CEO, was suspended and others fired. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.